a $52 million upgrade to Murray Bridge's wastewater network is entering the final stages, residents to benefit in the coming months. Joining me to discuss is SA Water's General Manager of Operations, Mark Gobby. Welcome, Mark.
Hi, thank you.
It sounds like a massive project. It started late 2018 in October. Tell us about what's being achieved.
Effectively, it's a $52 million project, I think, as you said, to build a new wastewater treatment plant about 9 kilometres out of Murray Bridge at Brinkley, a number of pump stations to transfer the sewage from the old treatment plant sited down on the Murray out to the new plant, treat it there, and then take the recycled water across the river to the Army training camp where it's reused.
Oh, right. And this is a pretty important way to save water, right?
Oh, it certainly is. And it's really a continuation of the recycling that we've had going with the Army for a number of years. So the treated water from the original plant or the old plant was pumped across to the Army camp. This is just continuing that that operation.
And then sludge is eventually turned into like an organic material that can be used to compost and things like that.
It is, yeah. We will reuse as much of the sludge as we possibly can. It's called biosolids, and most of the wastewater treatment biosolids that we produce around the state is reused in one form or another.
Hmm. Well, that's good to hear. And to help jumpstart it as well, you'll be utilising waste from the Bird in Hand treatment plant in the Adelaide Hills.
That's right. So to kickstart the biological process, it's called seeding. We've tankered sludge from Bird in Hand in the Adelaide Hills up to Murray Bridge, seed that into the treatment units, and then slowly introduce sewage from the existing plant. So you increase, you pump a little bit out each day, a little bit more each day, till eventually you've got the full flow from the old plant running out to the new plant, and then we're in a spot where we can start to decommission the old plant.
And how does it benefit the whole community?
Well, we've worked very closely with the local community. It's really important to us that our contractors engaged extensively with the local contractors and local suppliers. We've also worked very closely with the local Aboriginal community, the Nurrungeri, and local council to make sure that we the facilities that we've built, the pump stations in particular, are integrated into the cultural heritage of the area, and that they fit together with the longer term plans that the council has got for the area around where the pump stations have been constructed.
I'm really interested to read that you're almost entirely eliminating odour from the plant. How are you doing that?
We're installing biological odour control units over the critical odour generation parts of the plant. So typically from wastewater treatment plants, the inlet works is where most of the odours are emitted. So we're capturing the air that comes out of those units and running it through a scrubber before it's discharged back to atmosphere. Of course, the plant is further away from residents as well, so that helps with that situation.
SA Water's General Manager of Operations, Mark Gobby's with me. We're talking about a $52 million upgrade to Murray Bridge's wastewater network. How far away is it from finishing? Where are you up to?
We're in the commissioning phase right at the moment. That started a couple of weeks ago, and we're expecting to have commissioning completed by May this year.
Right. And you mentioned a cultural connection to Nurrungeri culture. This is also an art installation.
It is, yes. Yeah, we've worked very closely, as I mentioned before, with the local artist Paul Herzig, who's created some very interesting designs on the walls of our pump stations. And we've been through a big community consultation process to make sure that, that as many people as possible were on board with that piece of art.
Yeah, it's really cool how that's starting to become a bit of a thing that SA Water is embracing, right? A lot of bare canvases you have around the community that people are starting to use to create beautiful murals.
Yeah, we feel really passionate about the fact that, you know, the facilities that we build and operate, they are they're part of the community. They're integrated into the community. They're thread throughout the community, and therefore, you know, when we build something new like this, it has to fit in with what the community wants. I mean, we've moved beyond the days of a project being just about time, cost, quality. It's also about the impact it has on the community and the benefit that it can bring to the community in the long term.
Anything else worth mentioning about this upgrade?
It's been a really collaborative project. As I mentioned earlier, it's been a lot of work with the local community, with the local council, and we're really pleased with the outcome. You know, we've created jobs and opportunities for local contractors. We've had at times up to 200 people, close to 200 people working on the site. So it really does stimulate the economy when an organisation like ours can spend that amount of money in a regional community like Murray Bridge.
Mm. So it sounds as though SA Water is very much still working at the moment, still in demand during this downturn in jobs.
Absolutely. The service, we're very much aware of the fact that the service we provide is a critical utility, and we're doing our very, very best to make sure we maintain reliable water and sewage services for our customers.
Well, thanks so much for your time today, Mark Gobby.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.